You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Time to talk wellness, and we're joined by naturopath Erin O'Hara. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are talking about fibre today, and I'm hearing a lot about fibre at the moment. It's sort of, there seems to be a bit of a resurgence in the importance of fibre.
Yeah.
It's been a bit neglected, and it's fighting back for some attention.
I think back in the day, you think your grandmother, and she used to have the psyllium husk or the Metamucil up on the on the bench, and that used to be the daily thing for your health. And then it kind of dropped off over many years, and it's become popular over the last few years, is the importance of fibre and using the fibre supplements as well as food. And they're not the same types of fibre. So when you have fiber in a supplement, commonly it's one or two different types of fiber. So it can limit the diversity of the gut bacteria if you're using just a fiber powder only. However, when you're having fiber-rich food, it typically has several different types of fiber, as well as all your vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and it's got a blend of the two different types of fiber that is in food. So we have soluble fiber, which is what breaks down into water and forms more like that jelly-like consistency. And you have the insoluble fiber, which is more like the stringy fiber, which is kind of like, I always think about it like the little brush that brushes out the intestines and moves everything through nice and smooth.
And that's why we want our fiber, moving everything through.
Yeah,
right?
Keeping the bowel nice and regular, always one of the most important things for your health. And in naturopathy, we always look at the gut as being the foundation of the health. And if we're not clearing the waste from the body, then you are going to get sick and you're going to not feel your best. And that's where fiber is one thing that helps with regulating digestive system, preventing constipation, also helping with weight management and blood sugar regulation. Also super important for balancing cholesterol levels. So you clear all the excess cholesterol through the bowel and feeding all the good bacteria. So your fiber is actually a prebiotic. So it feeds all the good bacteria in your gut.
Now, you always say to us that we should be able to get, you know, a lot of what we need from our food. So where do we get our fiber from?
Yeah, so fiber, the recommended health organization dietary fiber is 30 grams a day, which a lot of people actually don't get 30 grams a day if you're eating a more processed diet. But to get your fiber in through your food, it can be as simple as like doing things like switching to high fiber cereals and whole grains rather than your processed and white breads, things that don't have fiber. Also, you could add in some beans, some pulses, also peas. You can just add them in to maybe you're making a stew or a curry or a salad. You can throw them in there. Great way to get a little bit of extra fiber into whatever you're making. Also, eating more veggies, which is probably my favorite thing. I'm a big veggie fan. I love to eat heaps of veggies.
Any veggies?
Any veggies.
Okay.
Like, go hard, buy whatever you like. Whatever veggies you like, eat more of those. And for kids, it's easy to get it as in raw veggies, so mainly like raw carrots, more raw cucumber. Some of them will eat capsicum, and generally they won't eat much
more than
that.
So most of us get the fiber we need from our diet?
We can usually get 30 grams if you're getting it through your food, especially if you're adding in your extra nuts and seeds, which I know you're a big fan of.
Yeah, no, throw them on everything. So when should you be adding a supplement then?
Well, if you know that you're not getting enough fiber, so people who are doing things like ketogenic diet, something that doesn't usually have enough fiber, or maybe also if you're older and you know you're not eating enough, then it's good to add the extra supplement of fiber. And there was actually a really interesting study that's just come out on looking at the gut microbiome and preventing cognitive decline.
Okay.
And they did a 3-month trial, and they did half the people took a prebiotic fiber supplement powder and the other people placebo. So they didn't have anything. They just had a replacement. And the interesting thing that came out of that study is they noticed even after 12 weeks, a positive change in enhancing brain health and memory in the aging population. And you notice sometimes if you go into rest time or your elderly parents maybe, sometimes they're eating more cakes and less more processed food is a common thing with older population. Not all, not generalizing, but there is a common thing that they will eat more cakes and biscuits. And they need the fiber. It helps with their memory, helps with their brain function.
Love it. Thank you so much, Erin O'Hara.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.